Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Faisal, you know, retirement is about more than money. And I got to tell you, one of the areas that people are very sensitive to from a lifestyle perspective is aging in place.
Yeah. And being one of the leads on the health bucket that we discuss with clients, we start talking about the long-term effects of what could happen in your health care, what some of the services that you want, where do you want to be. When we start building that plan, that strategy on the health side, many of our clients have said to us that, you know, I want to be in my home as long as possible. And so at some point, you'll have to modify your home to meet the needs that required. And so we need to talk about that. We need to have that kind of understanding. And so we have Parminder Raina. He's the scientific director at the McMaster Institute for Research on Aging and Canadian Research Chair in
Geroscience.
Thank you. Yep. Parminder, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we were just talking about how many people want to stay in their homes as long as they can when they age. What are some of the benefits of home modification versus just moving the location with some level of assistance?
Well, as Faisal was mentioning, that if you talk to people as they age, one of the number one things we hear that people want to be in their own home, in their own environment, in their own communities, that's where they are productive. And in order to do that, there are stages in life as we get older that we need to make certain modifications to the home. And these modifications can be for cognitive abilities or functional abilities of the older people, or they can be even for the caregivers who are providing care for the older people. And I think one of the things to keep in mind that many older adults are eligible for various tax incentives, programs, and services for them to be able to age in their own home or in their own place where they want to be. And some of the things that research tells us, and if some of your listeners have opportunity, and they can go to the website called McMaster Optimal Aging Portal. It's www.optimalagingportal.org, McMasterOptimalAging.org, and we actually take a look at all the research, synthesize it in a comprehensive way, and write it in a simple blog format that tells people what they should do if they want to stay in their own home and make sure their home is safe for them to stay in. If we sort of take example of modifying your home from the point of view if you have any cognitive limitations or functional limitations, older adults whose home have been adapted and who have also received services from other professionals, it might be occupational therapists, physiotherapists, and nurses who have sort of come and evaluated their environment in which they are living. And these individuals, through the use of technology, can help them promote their day-to-day activities. They are, let's say, having grab bars or not having carpets from which people can slip. So reduces the risk of falling or fear of falling. So you can actually make very simple changes to your home, which can help you sort of minimize the risk that might be associated with if your house is not safe. And as I said earlier on, there are lots of incentives that are available from governments in relation to tax incentives to do these modifications to your home and to be able to live there as long as possible. If we really think about older people or any person, we can be very functional even if we are fairly healthy, but if our environment allows us to be functional, as soon as our environment within which we work, live, and function from a day-to-day point of view becomes limited, that starts to introduce the disability that we might experience. So changing your home environment can allow you to do a lot of things that you might not be able to do, as I mentioned, making stairs safe, having not having too hot a hot water tank for taking showers, just setting the temperature right so you don't get burns and scalds, or putting grab bars in bathtubs to make sure you're able to get in and out of the tubs safely. So these are some of the simple things that you can do, and also engaging with occupational therapists or physiotherapists who can actually tell you how to improve your strength and balance, how do you want to organize your home environment so you don't trip over things and hurt yourself.
Parminder, when should individuals start thinking about this stuff and actually putting the process in of getting individuals, specialists or experts into the home? Is it when you are in need of those services, or is there some pre-planning that people can do?
I think as human beings, we only do these things when we need them. But I think as we get older and we are sort of seeing certain things that come with age, it's not a bad idea to start pre-planning. I would say when you're in your 60s and so forth, you're thinking about whether you want to change your home, you want to go to a different homes, downsize and things like that, it might not be a bad idea to visit some of these issues and say, okay, how do I make my home safer? Because sometimes you might be quite functional, but your home is not safer and you fall and trip, and it starts a cascade of events that can actually put you for a risk of declining health for many months and years to come. So you want to prevent those types of events from happening that can start a cascade of negative events that sometimes it's hard to recover from. So I think pre-planning is a good idea, but unfortunately, some of our incentives and things like that are available. They are associated with certain age cut points that the government say if you're over 65, if you want to modify your home, you will get tax incentives. But I think people can start thinking about safe homes, safe environments earlier in their life. There is no magic age number that I can give you,
right,
but I think it's just a... thinking from a prevention point of view is always a good idea rather than having a problem and then thinking about it.
Parminder, you've mentioned incentives a few times here. Is there a source or a site, maybe McMaster has this, I'm not sure, that people can access to get a look at what incentives, tax incentives or otherwise, might be available to them as they explore this, these modifications?
I think this varies from province to province and city to city and municipality to municipality. My advice is that the most provinces in this country have either a Office of Seniors or Ministry of Seniors, and reach out to them and they can provide you what's available and what's not available. Another one is if you're looking about home environments, you can go to your city home building and they will have all the information about those incentive programs. And sometimes even the people who come and do work at renovations and things like that, the contractors, mm-hmm. they will have that type of information. I think it's best to engage with your local authorities, and I think cities are a good source of that information.
Okay. We've got maybe a minute or less here, but I'm interested in maybe some of the, what you see as the most common modifications that are made to homes and or the most effective. I mean, those may be this one and the same. They may be different. I'm not sure. But I'm curious as to what you see as the most common stuff.
One of the biggest challenges as people get older is risk of falling. Mm-hmm. And people fall. And for that, I think one of the first thing that most commonly people do is to get some sort of a residential risk assessment done, and that could be done by an occupational therapist or a nurse. And then there are a whole plethora of interventions that are available to modify homes, such as I mentioned, having grab bars in a bathtub area or a shower area, because mm-hmm. People can slip and fall if they don't have something to grab onto. Having bathtubs that have a non-slip mat, that will help. Having a appropriate lighting around staircases and making sure that there's enough light that people can see where they're going. One thing happens with, as people get older, their ability to see the differences in light and depth perception changes. And to make sure that there is this very clear lighting in that area, so when they're going up and down the stairs, they can clearly see where the steps are and how they are climbing those steps. And the other one is that rugs that sometimes can slip, and those are the things that you can change. And as probably many of us have seen, our grandparents, they tend to keep wearing their old clothes that they have, and as we age, we sort of shrink a bit. So sometimes people have outfits that are very long, and they can trip over those and fall. So it's not just the home environment that you have to change, but some of your own things that you use from a day-to-day point of view are also important. Using some assistive devices, some canes to go up and down will help as well if somebody is in need of that.
Parminder, thank you very much. We'll have to leave it at that.
Great. Thank you.
I've been joined by Parminder Raina, who's a scientific director at McMaster, at the McMaster Institute for Research on Aging. He's also the Canada Research Chair in Geroscience. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about not just the specific of this, but the entire life cycle process of moving into and through retirement and how it changes at different ages, right? And address that as a retirement plan in our upcoming seminar.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking about that on Tuesday, September 18th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Men and women have some different ideas and thoughts about retirement. Join us after the break. We're going to talk about what married women are most afraid of in retirement. You might be surprised. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.